Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2546. Four gift-giving tips to give the perfect present this holiday by Ramit Sethi of IWillTeachYouToBeRich.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Welcome back to our Sunday bonus episode, where I share an article with you from a different podcast in our network to keep your life nice and optimized. Today's episode is coming from Optimal Relationships Daily. You can find that show wherever you're listening to this, and please do follow or subscribe to the show to get new episodes every day. And with that, here's Greg with the post and commentary as we optimize your life.
Four gift-giving tips to give the perfect present this holiday by Ramit Sethi of IWillTeachYouToBeRich.com. Headlines like Oprah's Favorite Things or Tech Gifts for Gadget Geeks have been popping up in your Amazon sidebar for weeks. All of America's malls are playing Jingle Bell Rock on repeat, and your niece just sent you an email with the subject line, "Wish list, all items high priority." That's right, it's the holiday season. And while some people get annoyed by the consumer mania, I love this time of year because I love buying holiday gifts for people. Watching their faces as they open up the perfect present, one I am totally confident they'll love, that's part of a rich life for me. But I wasn't always in love with gift giving. In my early 20s, I didn't know how to give good gifts at all. I would literally say, "I suck at giving gifts," and then walk into a party with a bottle of some random vodka, hand it over, and wipe my hands clean. Notice how I created my own self-fulfilling prophecy by using that language. I also wondered why women seemed to be so much more thoughtful at picking gifts and remembering to send them, when in reality, I spent no time on it. I was looking for excuses to stay the way I was. But then I realized, giving gifts is a skill. And just like any skill, I could improve. In this post, I'll show you I did it, and the four lessons I've learned about how to give the perfect gift. How to give the perfect holiday gift. Just like any skill, giving good gifts requires practice and opening yourself to learning from others. When I realized that I could get better, I created a plan. I read a ton of tips and books about gift giving. I sent out hundreds of holiday gifts to my friends and family over the next few years and improved after seeing their reactions. I even built a process with my assistant to systematize it. I made it a priority and it radically changed my personal and professional life. Most of all, I started finding joy in choosing a great gift and seeing their reaction. After years of gift giving, here are some of the lessons I learned. Holiday gifts tip number one. If someone is really into something, don't buy it for them. I learned this lesson from Reddit, and it blew my mind because it is so counterintuitive. When you think of someone you want to buy a gift for, it's easy to zoom in on the thing that defines them. For example, you know I love hot sauce. I live it, I breathe it, I go to the NYC hot sauce convention. Therefore, it is natural to say, "Hey, let me go get this guy some hot sauce." Wrong. Do not buy a guy like me hot sauce. I'm already 500 steps ahead, and you telling me, "Hey, have you tried Tapatio?" is like someone asking if I've ever had water. For example, my friend Nick Gray is a tea connoisseur. I'm not going to buy him tea leaves, a tea set, or a tea subscription. He already knows everything about tea. Go one level deeper or one level laterally to pick a better gift. Holiday gifts tip number 2. Give people what they want, not what you think they want or need. The classic example is a mom asking her son what he wants, the son saying, I don't know, maybe just an Amazon gift certificate, and then the mom getting him a basket of olive oil and cheese. WTF. If someone wants a gift certificate, get them a gift certificate. You can make it more of a special gift by the presentation and note you send. Holiday gifts tip number 3. Presentation matters. Again, most men suck at this, especially men in their 20s. They think walking into a holiday party and throwing someone a bottle of wine in a Rite Aid plastic bag is fine. It might be fine, but go the extra step, dude. Wrap it or get it wrapped. Write a quick note like this. John, thanks for having me. I always appreciate when you throw your yearly holiday party. Last time, I loved the chicken and I met a new friend. Looking forward to today. I'm not going to get into stationery because you aren't ready for that. The way you live life directly affects the way others see you and how you see yourself. That means the way you look, the clothes you wear, the conversations you have, the gifts you give. It all matters, and you can control it. Holiday gifts tip number 4. Give the gift in front of others. Part of a good gift is letting the person signal that other people think about them. Have you ever been in a club and watched when someone orders bottle service? They have fireworks going off, lights, people dancing as they bring the bottles over. There's value in theatrics. If you're not opening presents together during the holiday season, make a big show of the gift wherever you are. The person will love it. There is the rare person who hates the limelight. If you know this, adapt this advice. When it comes to good gifts, it's not about the price. If you've been following us for a while, you may have a sub-savings account for the holidays or learned how to tap into hidden income or side gig to pay for those extra presents. But it's not the money that matters when it comes to getting someone the perfect holiday gift. You could just as easily handwrite a card that says something meaningful. Here's an example. Nicole and Jack, we always have a great time when we hang out. We'd love to take you to dinner/movies/show you a new piece of art at the park that we love in the new year. Are you free on January 5th or 6th? Think about what it would feel like to get a note like that. To feel appreciated and know others love your company. You don't have to wait until the holidays, but now is a great time to start practicing and showing your family, friends, and colleagues how much you appreciate them. Generosity is a huge part of my rich life, so I've tried to dial in and get deeper. I wanted to share what I've learned so far about giving good gifts, but I'm still improving. You just listened to the post titled, 4 Gift-Giving Tips to Give the Perfect Present This Holiday by Ramit Sethi of IWillTeachYouToBeRich.com.
Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's M-O-N-A-R-C-H-M-O-N-E-Y.com ARCHMONEY.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial.
Hopefully everyone is in the gift-giving mood now after some really awesome ideas from our author, Ramit. As you might tell from the name of his website, Ramit specializes in finance, and he is often narrated on one of our other shows, OFD, Optimal Finance Daily, so feel free to check him out there if you'd like to learn more about that. I want to end today by supplementing Ramit's teachings with an idea I heard of recently pertaining to gift-giving, which I really, really like. I can also be a bit of a Grinch when it comes to the consumerism of Christmas. Gift-giving is nice, of course, but I have definitely retreated more into the idea of spending time together or having experiences together when it comes to holidays or birthdays as I've gotten older. That being said, one of my mother's coworkers, actually, she recently shared this rule that she has in her house when it comes to gift-giving. And the rule is that she and her husband, rather than showering their children with endless gifts, they take a more mindful and minimalist approach and give their children 4 gifts each, very precise gifts. How are these gifts chosen, you ask? Well, they ask their kids for the following, which has a nice jingle to it. Something you want, something you need, something to wear, something to read. I absolutely love this idea, and I hope you parents will at least give it a thought, as it does encourage children to be purposeful in what they ask for, still receiving gifts that they're excited about, but, you know, with thought behind them. Excellent, excellent philosophy to raise children that don't expect too much and appreciate what they have. I highly endorse it. So thank you so much for being here today, everyone. I hope you enjoyed this post and that it gracefully transitions you into the holiday season, which has really snuck up this year with all the other stuff we've had on our minds. Here's to ending the year strongly and on a harmonious note. We've got more for you tomorrow here on ORD, so do not miss out. I'll see you there, everyone, where your optimal life awaits.